Carlos, how's it feel to be a Texan?
Feels great. It's a blessing.
How surprised were you that they wound up taking you?
I had talked to them at the combine. That was, I think, them and the Buffalo Bills were my only two formal meetings. And so I kind of had an idea. But when I got the call, it just really made everything better. You know.
What's it like to be reunited with DJ Reader and Deshaun Watson now?
It's really a blessing. You know, those two guys, you know, these past few years getting to play with those guys, Deshaun has been a great player and leader he is, and DJ, you know, being my, you know, big bro, guiding me, you know, along this last year, you know, and get to play with him again is really a blessing, man. And I think we can do a lot of great things.
I believe this is now the fourth player on the Texans from Clemson, and the program's been putting out a number of pros the last couple of years. What do you think it is about Clemson that develops guys and gets them ready for the pro game the way that they do?
That's Clemson. You know, Coach Winnie did a great job of not only helping us become better football players, but mentoring us as young men and you know, just becoming a great pro. You know, we got all the qualities and what it takes to be a pro, you know, and that's the kind of school Clemson is that built us to be great young men and professional athletes.
When you take a self-inventory of your game and your ability, what do you think that you do really well, and what do you think maybe there's some room for growth with?
It's always more improvement for any aspect of the game, but, you know, I can bring you anything you need, honestly. You know, I had 10.5 sacks this past year. I can rush the quarterback, stop the run. You know, I can help out on ball screens. You know, anything the coach wants me to do, I'll do it.
As much as with Deshaun, the level of competition that he played against and his performance in it spoke to his readiness to transition to the pro game, I mean, you guys, you were there as well against Alabama twice, Ohio State, Oklahoma. I mean, what do you think about your performance against some of the game's best the last couple of years?
The big games, I feel like I stepped up and played well. You know, especially this past year, you know, I didn't start off the way I wanted to, but I finished out the season strong, especially with playing against B-Tech, Ohio State, and Alabama. Just really trying to, you know, I try to solidify myself as, you know, a top pick in the draft, just to show what kind of player I was and what I could do.
Hey, Carlos, do you envision yourself at being a true nose tackle?
Yes. I mean, I played it a lot this past year. We had a couple of schemes in our defense, and I actually played nose a majority of the time, and, you know, when we got in a three-man front. I definitely can take on that transition and turn it into nose. You know, I really did it this past year, and I think I can make that adjustment.
Hey, Carlos, I'm looking here at your game logs and year-to-year stats. Did you played for five different seasons at Clemson? I mean, and at a time where it seems like players are increasingly jumping to the pro game after only a year or two of starting at college, I mean, you were getting regular game action dating all the way back to 2012. Can you speak to your experience?
Can you say that one more time? Sorry.
Just your experience. I mean, you at a time when guys are increasingly making the jump to the pro game as quickly as possible, you know, mm-hmm. you've got real game experience dating all the way back to 2012.
Mm-hmm. You know, I came in as a freshman. I had a couple guys in front of me. Coach Brooks, you know, he kind of let me get a little experience earlier, which was beneficial for me going into my sophomore year. I started the first game of the year. As it was going down, you know, things started to look really good for me. I faced the car accident. But after that, you know, all the experience I had throughout the course of the years has been a tremendous help. You know, starting from 2012, I mean, I kind of getting the experience as a true freshman really helps you, you know, up to know what to expect, you know, the upcoming seasons. But the experience I had was it was tremendous, and it was very, very beneficial.
And can you speak to that overcoming, you know, that horrible incident with the car accident and getting things back together. What does this moment mean for you, especially after having gone through something like that?
I mean, it's a blessing. I sit back and think about it. You know, I could have lost my life. I did lose one of my close relatives. And, when I sat down and just thought about it, it's truly a blessing to make it to this point. All the things I've been through, me and my family, and now we get to celebrate, as a Texan. It's really been a great ride.